you've worked so hard.
Yeah.
Okay. Will, I just want to say that I'm real sorry for whatever I did to you in high school.
Oh, it wasn't just me. We had a club.
You had a club?
That's right. The I Hate Rachel Green Club.
Oh, my God. So what, you all just joined together to hate me? Who else was in this club?
Me and Ross.
No need to point. She knows who Ross is.
So you were in an I Hate Rachel club?
Yes, he was.
No.
So who else was in this club?
Actually, there was also that exchange student from Thailand, but I don't think he knew what it was.
So, Ross, we went out for 2 years, and you never told me you were in an I Hate Rachel club.
You went out with her? We had a pact.
That was in high school. It's not like it was binding forever.
Then why did it have the word eternity in it?
Okay, Monica, did you know about this? I swear I didn't. Hey, is that why you guys used to go up to your bedroom and lock the door?
Yeah.
A little relieved, I gotta say.
Look, Rich, I'm sorry, okay? I was a stupid kid, okay? The only reason I joined...
Co-founded.
Co-founded the club was that I was insanely in love with you. Obviously, I didn't handle it very well. But if you think about it, the I Hate Rachel club was really the I Love Rachel club.
Except that it was really the I Hate Rachel club.
Okay, so what, you guys would just, like, get together and, like, just say mean things about me?
Oh, we did a little more than that.
No.
What else did you do?
We started a rumor.
What rumor? Oh, come on, Will. Just take off your shirt and tell us. Ross?
It's no big deal. We said that the rumor was that you had both male and female reproductive parts.
What?
That's right. We said your parents flipped a coin, decided to raise you as a girl, but you still had a hint of a penis.
Oh, my God! You started that? What? You heard that? Everyone at our school heard it.
Everybody at my school heard it. You were the hermaphrodite cheerleader from Long Island?
Oh, no! Oh, my God, this is all making so much sense to me now. This is why Adam Carter wouldn't go out with me. This is why Billy Trat would just stay in this region.
Actually, Billy Trat is gay now, so that one's not really our fault.
Told me this. I thought it might be true, and I was afraid that you were gonna cry and then show it to me. Joey, stop staring. There's nothing there. It's not true.
I'm afraid I'm gonna need proof.
Oh.
You are my Everest.
Joey, you don't have to finish that.
Oh, yes, I do. Otherwise, what's next? You know, today I'm just a guy who can't finish a turkey, but tomorrow I'm the guy who eats half a power bar, wraps up the rest, and puts it in the fridge? No, I just gotta change my pants. What was I thinking? Jeans have no give.
Okay, listen to what Sean McMahon wrote in my yearbook senior year. Dear Rach, you're such a great person. Not girl, person.
Rach, I think you're reading a little too much into it.
Dear Rach, you're a great person. Sorry about your teeny weeny.
Look, what do you want me to do? You want me to call everyone in the entire school and tell them it wasn't true?
Yes.
Could you also tell them I'm skinny now?
Look, I'm not calling anybody, okay? It was like a million years ago.
I don't care how long ago it was. You told people that I was half and half. You know what? I just want to point out, I never did anything to hurt you in high school.
That's not totally true.
What?
What?
Well, you did start that rumor about Ross making out with Mrs. Altman, our 50-year-old librarian.
How did you know that?
It's true?
No.
Yes, it is. I saw you guys going at it behind the card catalog.
Mrs. Altman? She also made out with Tataka Kai Kek the night before we went back to Thailand.
I'm sorry. When you were in high school, you made out with a 50-year-old woman?
Hey, she didn't look 50.
Did she look 16?
Oh, there's a picture of her in the yearbook, actually.
Oh.
Wow!
She didn't photograph well.
Well, she probably wasn't familiar with the process, having spent most of her life sitting for oil paintings.
So, how did this happen? Did she lure you to an early bird dinner?
I was working late in the library one afternoon. It was just the two of us. She needed some help with her word jumble. And one thing led to another. If you must know, Anita was very gentle and tender. May she rest in peace.
Didn't she walk with a cane?
Only when it was damp! I can't believe you told people about this. Everybody knew. You know what? I'm back in the club. Yeah!
I want to join!
I'm sorry, but I never got to be in a club. I didn't go to high school. But three of us would meet behind a dumpster to learn French.
Bonjour.
All right, you're fine. You guys are going to have your stupid little club, but I would just like to say that what you did to me is way worse than what I did to you. You gave me a teeny weeny.
Yeah.
All right, listen, you're just being silly. Rachel, even with that rumor, you're one of the most popular girls in school. I mean, everyone wanted to be like you. One girl wanted to be like you so much she stuffed her pants with a Tootsie Roll. And Ross, if it weren't for Rachel's rumor, I mean, no one in high school would even know who you were. She put you on the map.
As a romancer of the elderly.
Hey, Mrs. Altman was the kind of woman you could tell she used to be pretty.
The eyes did still sparkle.
Hey, guys, this stuff is just so way in the past. You've been through so much since then. And right now, you've got so much more important stuff going on in your lives. Can't you just let this go?
She's right.
Yeah, I mean, we are having a baby together.
Hold on. You got her pregnant?
Yeah.
Are you getting married?
No.
So you knocked her up, but you're not gonna marry her. Dude. Anybody?
Okay. Exactly how I imagined it would be.
All right, where's that turkey?
Those are my maternity pants.
No, these are my Thanksgiving pants.
Well, that's it. I'm done.
Whew. Oh.
Oh, here come the meat sweats.
Well, Joey, we're all very proud of you.
Yes, I believe we can expect a call from the president any moment now.
Is there anything we can do for you?
No, just nobody press on my stomach.
You can keep those pants, by the way.
What do you got there? Is that pie?
Yeah, you want some?
Just cut me a little sliver. A little bigger. I'm bigger. What are you afraid you're gonna run out? Cut me a real piece!